Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. So glad you're here to learn with us today. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Holiday Travel. Holiday Travel. So Pauline, do you often travel during the holiday season?
I usually do. I want to spend the holidays with my family, but now that I am an adult, I don't live near my family, so I have to travel to see them.
That is very common. Many people live far away from their families, so they will be going home this holiday season. Let's learn more about it. Here's today's Read It.
Many people travel over the holidays. Airports are crowded. Roads are crowded too. About 100 million Americans travel at holiday time. Most are behind the wheel. People need to take their time. They don't want to have an accident. They want to arrive home safe and sound for Christmas.
So, Pauline, how long does it usually take you to get home for the holiday season?
Oh, I have lived all over the world, but right now it takes me about 10 hours to drive all the way back home to Montana.
Oh, so you will be driving this holiday season.
That's right. And I guess it sounds like a really long trip to many people, but in my part of the country, that's not so unusual.
Yes, that's very true. People will drive hours just to get home, and it's very normal. Well, friends, let's take a look at our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 每年到了圣诞节期间，美国的交通就会出现拥挤的状态，尤其是在机场 ,airport. Airports are crowded. 形容词 crowded 就是拥挤的，各处的道路也是很拥挤的。Roads are crowded too. 道路就是 R-O-A-D, road. 美国人大部分都是开车回家过圣诞节的。Most are behind the wheel. 名词 wheel 在这里指的是方向盘，所以某个人 behind the wheel 就表示他在开车。所以开车的安全很重要哦。你可不想出车祸。You don't want to have an accident. 名词车祸、交通事故就是A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T, accident.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about holiday travel. Please help me welcome my guest, Trina Travel. Merry Christmas, Trina. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to join you today.
Are you going home for Christmas? Many people travel over the holidays.
Yes, they should plan ahead because so many people are traveling.
So, airports are crowded.
People should give themselves lots of time. If they're flying, they need to arrive at the airport early.
So we have our guest, Trina, to tell us about traveling today.
Usually this guest comes to tell us about fun places around the world, but today we are learning about travel that doesn't sound so fun.
Well, it's always fun to travel for the holidays and see family.
Well, that is true, but maybe the traveling part isn't fun, but...Once you get there, then you are happy that you did travel.
Yes, many people go home over the holidays.
That is an interesting way of saying that. Let's talk more about that with Christina.
美国人在圣诞长假期间多半会回家与家人团聚。Rob 说 ,many people travel over the holidays. 首先请注意动词 travel。出外旅游的时候可以用 travel, 但其实只要你从一个地方移动到另一个地方就可以用 travel 这个字。比如说 He travels between Taipei and Kaohsiung every day, 表示他每天在台北和高雄之间来回。这时候虽然用了 travel, 但是跟出去玩旅行无关哦。另外请看 over the holidays, 介系词 over 用在时间上，表达某段时间内一直发生的事。比如 we stayed with him over the weekend, 整个周末我们都跟他待在一起。或者那家店在过年期间会不会开？ Is the store open over the New Year? 这个就是介系词 over 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So we can talk about time with this word over, over a time period. So make sure to practice this. Over the vacation, I ate, read books, and rested.
So, Peter, are you going home for Christmas?
Well, I hope to, and I have my plane ticket already. I will be flying home this holiday season. I hear the airports are crowded.
Yes, they usually are. That's part of Christmas travel, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
So you are driving home, correct?
That's right. Yep, it'll be a long drive, but worth it.
So many people travel over the holidays, and Trina has some good advice for them.
Yes, they should plan ahead because so many people are traveling.
Well, let's learn from Rebecca a little bit more about this.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson, grammar point time. In today's grammar point, you will learn how to use the word because. You should do one thing because, and then you provide a reason. For example, they should play in the snow because it's winter. Or they should go home early because they are tired. This is very useful for English students. So now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's take another look at this sentence. He should go to college because so many businesses are hiring people from college.
We should exercise later because we ate so much.
And we should practice at home because learning takes practice.
So we learn that something happens every year during the holidays.
Yes, airports are crowded. You can always see it on the news. What is the airport, Pauline? Can you help us with that?
Oh, an airport is the place where you go to take an airplane somewhere else.
Simple enough. Yes, airports are fun, I think. You can see people from many different places traveling. Everyone is going to a different place around the country or world.
That's true. And you can eat or shop at the airport while you wait for your plane or for your friend to arrive.
Have you ever had to spend the night at an airport?
Oh, I have done that, and that's not fun. It's really hard to sleep in an airport.
And especially when the airports are crowded and there is a snowstorm, then there will be problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you don't have any problems when you fly back to see your family.
I hope so, too. Well, friends, let's take a short break, then we'll be back for more. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're talking about traveling today, and especially the airports. Hey, Pauline, do you have a short story about the airport?
Oh, one time I went to the airport. I was going to fly back home to the United States. But when I went to the counter, they said, "This is for the wrong day. You don't fly out until tomorrow."
Hey, at least they didn't say yesterday. Then you'd be in trouble.
That's true. That's at least okay. Well, friends, let's keep learning together. It's time for Conversation B.
Roads are crowded, too.
About 100 million Americans will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd. most of them will be behind the wheel.
Winter weather can make roads dangerous.
Yes. So take your time and don't be in a hurry.
Right. You don't want to have an accident.
You want to arrive home safe and sound for Christmas.
Okay, so we talked about airports earlier, but now we can talk about roads, too.
Yes. Does your family usually drive or fly when you travel in the United States, Pauline?
Well, my family, we're a big family. There are 4 kids in my family, 3 siblings. So we always drove everywhere because it was less expensive.
Wow. Yes, it would be expensive to buy that many plane tickets. My family is smaller, and my grandparents live very far away from me, so we would always fly everywhere. I always wanted to go on a road trip, though, and drive.
Really? I always wanted to be able to go flying. Well, we learned that roads are crowded as well during the holidays. We drive on roads. There is a road in front of our house.
Road is a general word. When we say that the roads are bad, we could be talking about all the roads.
The roads are bad also means that there is bad traffic. Don't drive at rush hour. The roads will be bad.
Rush hour. That's when people get off work and come home from school. Everyone is on the roads then.
Right. When the weather is bad, we can also say that the roads are bad. That means to be careful while driving.
So the roads will be crowded. This means the streets and the highways, too. We learned that about 100 million Americans will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd.
Wow, that's a lot. That is about a third of the population. That's a lot of people. But, Peter, you used this word, between. I like that word, from December 23rd to January 3rd, or we can say between these 2 times.
Yes, I have a lunch break between 12 o'clock and 1 p.m.
Well, I don't like driving during the holiday season. The roads are crowded and the weather can be bad too.
Wintertime weather can make roads very dangerous.
So Trina has a tip for us. Don't be in a hurry. Instead, take your time.
Pauline, hurry, hurry.
No, Peter, take your time. Take your time.
I know, but hurry. You just said today's
calendar phrase.
Take your time.
Take your time. 慢慢来.
I haven't finished the project yet.
That's okay. Take your time.
But it's due this morning.
Take your time.
It can't be late.
Take your time. It's only 9:10.
9:10? Oh, no. It's late.
Late? Ooh, don't take your time. Hurry up.
Take your time.
Take your time. 慢慢来.
That is a good calendar phrase to learn. Don't rush. Don't hurry. Take your time.
I think that it is such a good phrase that we should learn more about it. Let's take our time and go to Christina.
因为过节的时候大部分的人都开车, 所以道路驾驶的安全真的很重要。 我们的来宾Trina提醒大家, Take your time and don't be in a hurry. 句尾的in a hurry就是匆忙的意思, 而前面的take your time表示要对方慢慢来,别着急。 你可以说don't worry, please just take your time. 别担心,你慢慢来。 或者老师花时间慢慢仔细地回答了所有的问题。 He took his time answering all the questions. 看到了吗? Take his time. 后面要加动名词片语。
Thanks, Christina. Well, everyone, please drive safely this holiday season. You don't want to have an accident.
Yes, that would be very serious. You don't want to get hurt or ruin your car from an accident. Well, friends, now let's review. Let's take a look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Airport. Airport. The plane arrived late at the airport.
Crowded. Crowded. The room is very crowded.
Road. Road. Which road do you drive on?
Wheel. Steering wheel. Wheel. Steering wheel. Take the wheel and drive.
Accident. Accident. I broke the window. It was an accident. Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on studying. And now let's review our lesson together one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about holiday travel. Please help me welcome my guest, Trina Travel. Merry Christmas, Trina. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to join you today.
Are you going home for Christmas? Many people travel over the holidays.
Yes, they should plan ahead because so many people are traveling.
So, airports are crowded.
People should give themselves lots of time. If they're flying, they need to arrive at the airport early.
Roads are crowded too.
About 100 million Americans will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd. Most of them will be behind the wheel.
Winter weather can make roads dangerous.
Yes, so take your time and don't be in a hurry.
Right. You don't want to have an accident.
You want to arrive home safe and sound for Christmas.
So everyone is going home for the holidays and things are crowded. So that means there will be a lot of traffic. So let's talk about it. There is this phrase in English called a traffic jam. Can you help us learn what this is?
Sure. It looks like there might be a traffic jam here. Look at all of the cars. When there is a traffic jam, you have to stop moving because there's just too many cars and you have to wait for traffic to start going again.
Yes. This word jam is like stuck. The door could be stuck. It's jammed. Well, let's talk about a few more. Right now, we are looking at a certain road. What is this road called?
Well, I don't know. Do you think it's a highway?
It could be a highway, or it could be a freeway. Those are places where you can drive a lot faster. Now, there are other roads, too, in our cities, right?
That's right. Streets and roads, they are usually a little smaller, right? They're not quite as wide as these ones.
We also have avenues in cities as well. Well, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Hey, Ginger, what are you looking at?
The computer!
I know that, but why are you looking at the computer?
Oh, I'm looking for places to go.
Oh, are you thinking about traveling?
Yes, we should go somewhere for the holidays.
The Christmas holidays?
Yes, many people travel over the holidays.
Yes, millions of people. Airports are crowded.
Then let's get behind the wheel.
Roads are crowded too. And winter weather can make roads dangerous.
Oh no! We don't want to have an accident.
Right. And the best way to stay safe and sound is to stay home.
Home for the holidays? Again?
Okay, friends, today is Monday. Let's answer some questions. Here's question number one. Who will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd? Who will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd?
You can find the answer in Conversation B. About 100 million Americans will travel between December 23rd and January 3rd. Question 2. When are you in a hurry? When are you in a hurry? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
When am I in a hurry? I am in a hurry when I'm late. I try not to be late, but sometimes I can't help it. So if I'm running late, I will have to be fast. And when I'm in a hurry, I make mistakes sometimes, which is not good. So from now on, I'm going to try to leave earlier so that I don't have to rush and I don't have to be stressed.
Oh, when am I in a hurry? Oh, I was just running from Taylor. She was trying to hit me with a snowball. But usually I run because I'm in a hurry and I'm going to be late for something, like maybe a meeting I forgot. Or sometimes if I wake up late and I think I'm going to be late to get the bus, then I hurry to get the bus. Whew, and now I'm out of breath.
When am I in a hurry? I'm in a hurry when I wake up at 7:30 a.m. and work starts at 8 in the morning. I jump out of bed, rush into the shower. I take a quick 5-minute shower. When I leave the house, I usually walk to the office and maybe even get something to eat. But if I'm in a hurry, I run and hope I can still make it to work on time.
When am I in a hurry? Well, I was in a hurry this morning because there was so much traffic in the morning. I was nearly late for work. There was a car accident and they blocked the road I usually take to work. So I had to take another road. I was in a hurry. So yeah, sometimes getting to work is a hurry.
Okay, friends, thanks for joining us and safe travels. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.